Can go ahead and get started.
Yeah, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Good morning. I'm Curtis LaPierre, Chair of the Washington State Board of Licensure for Landscape Architects. It is now 10:03 a.m., Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Now I'm calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public, and we do provide an opportunity for public comment later on in the meeting. To reduce background noise in the meantime, please mute yourself when you are not speaking. And also for board members, so that we can capture minutes correctly, please state your name when making comments. Thank you. Let's see. Item two is a roll call. And is that Alyssa or is Sandy, you're going to do that?
I'll be doing that.
You'll be doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just to start, Vice Chair Krabil said that he would not be present today. He has an excused absence.
Okay.
So following that, I will start with Chair LaPierre.
I'm here.
Secretary Solario. Board Member Anderson?
Here.
Board Member Robinson-Losey?
Is Sharon muted?
Yeah, she might be.
Or maybe having some audio difficulties. Sharon, if you want to drop a note in the chat, maybe let us know or raise your hand.
Sharon, are you able to turn your camera on or raise your hand for us?
How about now? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. I am having so much trouble. I'm on my third device trying to get on this meeting.
Oh, no.
So I'm glad you can hear me. Wonderful.
Perfect.
Okay. Did I need to call her name again?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, Board Member Robinson-Losey.
I am here. Can you hear
Perfect.
Me?
Perfect. Yes, you're good.
Okay.
Okay, item three, let's move on to approval of the agenda. Is this where we want to make the change on item 7.2, the program funding?
Yes, staff requests to move item 7.2.3.2, program funding structure presentation, to next meeting's agenda.
I think if we can do that, if there are no objections, we'll include that in the approval of the agenda. And we will need a motion for that, Jason or Sharon.
I will make a motion to move that agenda item to the next meeting.
And approve the minutes.
And approve
I'm sorry, not the minutes, and approve the agenda, getting ahead of myself.
This is Sharon. I second.
Great. All those in favor, please. Aye.
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 Aye. Let's move on to item four, approval of the minutes. We will need a motion for approval if there are no changes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from August 8th, 2024.
This is Sharon. I second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's move on to item five, old business, in an outreach update. This is an open discussion with you board members that are present on outreach activities.
Jason Anderson. I've reached out to WASLA about getting involved in a young professionals event to be able to present about licensure. And then I'll most likely present on licensure at Washington State again in the spring. Also, I've reached out to a counselor at my daughter's high school since she had recommended my daughter. Landscape architecture is a field of study, and I just want to make sure the guidance counselor knows that if she ever has any other students interested in landscape architecture, that I'm a resource in the local community.
That's excellent. Excellent. Sharon, anything to report?
Nope. Sorry. Nope.
Okay. No problem. I did speak briefly at the breakfast at the WASLA conference in Spokane. When was that? September. And I did talk to them about several items in terms of outreach. And perhaps the most important one was talking about sort of the licensees that are aging out, the number of licensees that we have right now, the percentage that's over 55, and about replacing those people. And I urged them to find replacements for themselves. In other words, find a young person or maybe more than one as a backup to kind of go into the profession, get the education and licensure, and consider it as a profession. I think what I should do probably is follow that up with an article for the WSA newsletter. We'll probably also do University of Washington professional practice outreach, although I think that's in the spring and not in the fall. But I'll make a note to myself to confirm that. That's it for that, unless there's something else. Under item 6, new business, adoption of 2025 meeting dates. Sandy, yes, was going to lead the discussion. Do you have some notes on that?
I sure do.
Oh, great.
So at the last meeting of every year, staff proposes meeting dates for the following year. For 2025, staff would like to propose the meeting dates of February 6th, May 8th, August 14th, and November 6th to be designated for the Landscape Architects Board meeting. We'd like to recommend that the meeting stay at 10 a.m. as well. And for your consideration, staff does support 9 boards and commissions. So this is what our proposed calendar for 2025 looks like. We do have a board or commission meeting nearly every week. So we don't have a whole lot of latitude, but we can shift a little bit within the month if it's required. So I'd like to turn it back over to you, Chair LaPierre, for discussion and adoption of the dates.
So, board members, Jason or Sharon, do you have any issues with those particular dates?
Jason, no, I don't.
Okay.
And this is Sharon. They look good to me.
Yeah, thank you. And
I wanted to make a motion to adopt the 2025 meeting dates.
Perfect.
This is Sharon. I'll second.
We have a motion and second to adopt the meeting dates as presented by staff. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. That motion
passes.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome. Item 6.2 under new business is discussion of the 2025 board goals and priorities. Sandy, do you have notes on that one as well?
I sure do. For a quick review for the 2024 goals, the board's priorities were to have more efficient board operations and two max meetings on items for committee work, providing opportunities to be open to licensees and constituents, creating greater connection. It was also important for the board to show up in person at universities for each of the professional practice classes. In-person connection was really important in 2024. And then also prioritizing student outreach and a maximized efficiency of the WASLA interactions. Now, some of the goals for 2024 to meet those priorities were focused under education. What to do when encountering unlicensed practices, website updates, what can the public interface with the website, and why are landscape architects licensed component at the top of the page? We're also, some of the goals were to align rules more with the CLARB, and then also board recruitment, CLARB leadership recruitment. So as a refresher, those were the goals for 2024, and I'd like to open up the discussion to maybe revisit some of these goals and priorities for 2025.
Great, thank you. Any discussion on those?
This is Sharon. It feels like we need to do more of each of those things, that we've made a start. But it's a continuing goal. We always want to continue with the information, the education, and the outreach. And that will never go away, in my opinion.
Right. Right. Thank you. And I think you're right about that. We have made some progress toward outreach, certainly with WASLA and with the two universities, but you can always do more. Jason, anything to add on these?
I was going to add, reflecting back on your presentation at WASLA, trying to get into more of a middle school, elementary school level to get those kids interested. I think you were saying that by middle school, a lot of kids know what they want to do or have had exposure to what they want to do.
That's what I've been hearing. I don't have any personal experience with that, but I have heard that from a couple of different sources.
So this is Sharon. Yeah. It seems that we could just clean up the prioritizing student outreach to prioritizing student outreach at different educational levels.
Right. That's correct. I think we should make that change to not only talk to students that have already decided, but to at least provide some information to younger students that may not know about the profession, which I'm sure is almost 100%.
Jason, maybe it's, I know some middle schools and high schools have horticulture programs. And engineering and architecture classes, maybe it's identifying those schools first to be maybe a source of recruitment.
Right. I'm also aware of some 4-H programs. I was just recently reading about one out in Monroe where they have kind of a landscape design, ornamental horticulture emphasis. Seems really good.
Jason, yeah, I've got to imagine that there are more 4-H programs in the area too. So that's a good reference. Thanks, Curtis.
Yeah. That's how I got started. Sorry, Sharon, go ahead.
I was just going to say that when we, the prioritizing student outreach at different levels, maybe we could add a piece in there about different groups, because I had no clue about 4-H being horticultural piece. I know the animal pieces, but not the horticulture piece,
right,
which seems like it would be a really good fit. So something in there about being able to connect with them as a priority along with the student outreach makes sense to me.
Yeah, I got started in 4-H in kind of a, it was called the Green Thumb Club, kind of a horticulture. And then we changed and became a forestry club. So I'm sure they're out there if we can find them. So to staff then, how do we get some of those ideas, at least in draft form, built into here to adopt? We're trying to adopt that this time or next time?
I think we will adopt them next time. Okay. I've made some really great notes. I'll pass them along to Sydney after this meeting, and she will incorporate them back into this format, into this draft, and she can present them at the next meeting for adoption.
Right. Yeah, so it's really, in terms of the outreach priorities, I think we've got a really good start on the university level, and that's important because those folks are hopefully looking ahead to licensure, and we want them to have a good understanding of what that's all about and the necessity and importance. But also there's the awareness of the profession as well to make sure that we have that continuing growth of the profession in the state.
Jason, are we still doing board recruitment, or is that something that is dropping off?
I think the outreach to WASLA with the newsletters they put out, I think it would be great if we had something in there every time and maybe could have each board member, we can kind of look ahead and pick out some topics, and just needs to be a paragraph or maybe two paragraphs on just a short topic, so that there's a kind of consistent outreach that's happening to WSLA. And occasionally we can have an article that talks about board recruitment as well.
This is Sharon. I think that we need to keep board recruitment front and center all the time because of the length of time it takes between application and appointment. And I know I'm rolling off in 2026 and can't do another stint. So it would be great if you had somebody identified in 2025, and then that person, you know, could just fit right in instead of waiting months with an open position.
Right. Good point. Yeah, let's keep that one as a priority then. Thank you. All right, if there's nothing more on 2025 goals, we'll take a look at those draft goals and see what Sydney puts together for the next time. Next item. You know, that actually, sorry, I actually needed a motion for approval.
I've taken great notes, and I'll pass them to Sydney. She can put them in the draft form and present them at the next meeting for approval.
Yeah, I think there's really nothing in front of us to approve right now in terms of the 2025. So
do I need
that for next time?
This is Jason. Do I need to make a motion to table it until, or pause it until the next time? Or
no.
No? Okay.
No, we don't need.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Let's move on to item 7, which is reports. Under committee task force reports, the Washington Administrative Code Review Committee. And do you have notes on that, Sandy?
I do. And unfortunately, there was no significant update to report at this time. We still have staffing shortages. The board staff wasn't able to complete the necessary updates. Right. So we really thank you for your continued patience. This is a top priority, and hopefully by our next meeting in 2025, we will have this complete and be able to report out on it.
Great. Okay, I'll look forward to that. Now under item 7.2, staff reports, centralized investigations and audit unit reports. And I think Grace Hamilton's going to provide some complaint status.
Good morning. This is Grace Hamilton, investigation supervisor. So the report for the complaints coming through for landscape architects is pretty not a whole lot. And we've gotten 5 complaints, but they've all been closed for no jurisdiction. So they weren't submitted to anybody, any of you for like a review or anything like that. Each of them mm-hmm. were outside of the board's jurisdiction. And that's all there okay. was.
Grace, if you would, please, could you clarify where that line is between what is board jurisdiction and what is just handled by staff?
Yeah, a lot of times we'll get complaints that are like a landscaping company, someone who just like mows. It's not actual landscape architectural work. Right. That's the majority of the ones that we'll get that are closed for outside of the jurisdiction, just right. completely not somebody. They think that it's within, because they see landscape in the title. And so they think that that's what that it should come to us. But we don't. So then we just refer it to we usually refer them to the labor and industry, the Department of Labor and Industries.
Oh, I see. So it's a complaint about it's more or less a business complaint.
Yes.
About a business arrangement with a landscape contractor. I see.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Is there any other questions?
I don't think so. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Item 7.22, licensing and customer support service reports. And Sandy?
I'll be taking this as well. So we have the licensee count reports for ages between 25 and 34. I'm just going to run through the active numbers. We have 52. Between the ages of 35 and 44, we have 209. Between the ages of 45 and 54, we have 279. Between the ages of 55 to 64, we have 205. And over 65, we have 146 for a grand total of 891 active licensees.
Great. Thank you. Any questions on that?
All right. I have a little bit more information on the licensee counts as well. So far in 2024, staff has processed 298 license renewals, and 38 new licenses. We also have a licensee count for the last 4 years. So in 2020, we had a total of 809 active licenses, and that number has steadily increased all the way up to 891 today. And that concludes the licensing counts. Are there any questions?
Of the 38 new licenses, that includes reciprocity, is that right?
That's a great question. And I'm going to ask if Julia Manley can jump on and clarify that.
Yes, so that includes both initial and reciprocity. I don't have the numbers in front of me split up, but if you'd like that information, we can certainly get that for you.
It'd be kind of interesting to know how many out-of-state folks are looking to practice within the state.
Okay, yeah, we'll get that for you and have that, Sandy, at the next meeting.
Great.
Thank you.
Any other questions on licensing report?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. How about item 7, 8.2.3, Boards, Commissions, and Outreach Reports, Legislative Update.
I'll go ahead and take that as well. So we have a legislative update for you. First off, HB 1301, House Bill 1301 passed in 2023, and it is a regulatory review bill requiring that the Department of Licensing review 10% of its professional licensing programs each year for 10 years. This review is compiled into a report, and then it's sent to the legislature by August 30th of each year. The Landscape Architect Program was reviewed during the 23-24 reporting cycle, and that report was completed and submitted to the legislature on time. Yes. Our second update is the program fund designation change. And at the August 8th, 2024 meeting, DOL staff presented a proposal that the board change the Landscape Architect Program fund designation from a pure standalone account and move it under the DOL 06L fund designation. This proposal, which includes several other programs, provides a form of a type of an overdraft protection for the accounts within this designation so that large expenses that might hit the fund, for instance, like case associated legal fees, they don't trigger an automatic emergency fee increase to cover those operating costs. It's purely an internal accounting program control, and it still requires that the Landscape Architecture Fund remain self-sufficient. This proposal is moving forward, and it is expected to be introduced during the 2025 legislative session. And lastly, on the legislative update is the interior design regulation. Though it's not 100% directly related to the Landscape Architect Program, the staff did want to make the board aware of an industry-led proposal for the regulation of interior designers. Proponents of this legislation change presented their proposal to the Board for Architects during their October 24th meeting. This proposal includes adding members of the interior design profession to the Board for Architects. Staff has begun to research the impact that this might have on the architecture program and is also awaiting some draft language to understand the full implications of this proposal. This update is to bring additional awareness across the design fields ahead of this bill introduction in 2025. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions if I can.
Has there been a bill pre-filed, I guess it's called, on the interior design regulation?
I don't believe it has been filed, but we are waiting for some draft language to review. From the proponents of this proposed legislation. If we do receive anything, we can absolutely let the board know.
I think we'd like to take a look at that. There is a little bit of crossover occasionally. Mm-hmm. Some of our members will do interior kind of landscape plant design work. Mm-hmm. And so if there's any crossover there, we'd like to be aware of it.
Sure, absolutely. Any other questions?
Okay. I want to make sure that board members did get the HB 1301 report. Everybody got that emailed to them?
Jason, yes.
Yeah.
Sharon, yes.
Okay, great. Just for the record, there were, well, they weren't mistakes. There were a couple of things left out in the history of our licensure. And one was that initially the license was a title act and then was changed to a practice act, which I thought should have been included, but that's okay. And no questions then on the recommendation at the end of the HB 1301 report, which is to get us more in line with CLARB. Jason or Sharon, no questions on that?
Jason, no, I didn't have any questions on that. I just assumed it was a good thing.
This is Sharon, no questions.
Okay. Thanks. Let's move on. Okay, and we're moving to the next meeting, so we don't need that. I think we can move on to item 8 then.
I'll go ahead.
We do have this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and review the master action item list, of course. First thing on the list was the board charter update. That is complete, and it is awaiting staff and legal review. The update for the current WACS, that's in progress. Outreach to University of Washington and USW is ongoing. Mm-hmm. Staff to request from CLARB age demographic data of test takers, that's in progress. Provide the 5-year licensee count to the board. That is also in progress. We have our 4-year, which I presented licensee count today during the meeting, but we are still working on the 5-year. We are also in progress is showing the licensee data and licensee age data. Also, the next item is the licensee count data on the age breakdown of reciprocity versus testing. We'll be presenting that as well at the next meeting. And lastly, Ms. Muley will provide the 2025 CLARB dates once she has all of that information, and that is currently in progress. And right. That concludes the master action item list.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. Let's move on. If there are no questions on that, we'll move on to item 8, public comments. We're now entering the public comment period. The public may address the board on matters within the board's jurisdiction, either verbally during the meeting or by submitting written comments in advance. Verbal comments are limited to 1 3-minute comment. Written comments are limited to 500 words and must have been emailed to the board staff no less than 2 business days prior to this meeting. In response to public comments, the board is limited to either requesting the matter be added to a future agenda for discussion or referring it to staff. Inflammatory comments or language will not be permitted. Board staff, we do not have any written comments, or do we have any written comments to be read by staff?
No, we don't at this time.
Okay, great. If you'd like to make a comment, please unmute your line, state your name, and share your comments with the board. No public members today?
Nope, I don't think we have any public members in attendance today.
All right.
There would have been one, but she seems to have disappeared.
Okay. Let's go ahead and close the public comment period then and move on to item 9, conclusion. Any announcements from the board or staff? Anything to share?
I'm going to go ahead and make a quick announcement. I would like to welcome Alyssa Woods to the board's support team. We're really excited to have her with us. Alyssa will be joining Sydney in supporting the regulatory boards. You had a really brief introduction. She ran the roll call for you this morning, and we're just really excited to welcome her to the team.
Welcome, Alyssa, on behalf of the board.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements? How about item 9.2, request for future agenda items? Any of the board members like to bring up something for next time?
This is Jason. I don't have anything.
Okay.
This is Sharon. I don't have anything either.
Okay. Let's move on to item 9.3. Review of any action items for the next meeting.
All right, I'll go ahead and take that. The action items that I captured were, first, we're going to move the program funding structure presentation to the next meeting's agenda. The 2025 goals and priorities will be presented for voting and adoption at the next meeting as well. At the next meeting, the board would like to see the reciprocity counts as they relate to the new licensing counts. And the board would like some updates regarding the interior design legislation proposal as they become available. Did I miss anything?
I'm sorry, did you mention the 2025 goals and having that drafted?
Yes, the 2025 goals will be drafted and presented at the next meeting for approval.
Great. I think that's it, unless other board members, did we miss anything?
Jason, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
I think we're good to adjourn then. It is now 10:39 on Thursday, May 9th. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.